Week 2, Thursday, Compline.
Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. It seems like such an evil time, this night of dread and unseen menace, even when we know the day has all but come again. And so we wait and quake and strain our sight at thicker shades and curse the lack of light that turned our broad-backed earth into a fen of quicksand, making us, instead of men, gibbering cowards, robbed of all our fight. And so you think your eyes are what you use to give you strength? You have no strength, you fool. Your present blindness lets you see the facts about your life and God. It's He who acts by wrapping you in sightless peace. Be cool. If He is here, what do you have to lose? My body will rest in you, my God, with hope. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, because I put my trust in you. I say to Yahweh, you are my God. Whatever good I have is nothing without you. And your sacred people here on earth are wonderful folk, a complete pleasure to be with. Those who choose foreign gods only add to their troubles. I will never make their blood offerings or let their names pass my lips. No, you, Yahweh, are my serving, the cup I drink. You are the reward I aim for. The land marked out for me delights me. My inheritance is a good one. I will sing the praise of Yahweh, who gives me guidance, who prompts my heart even at night. I keep Yahweh always within view, and with Him beside me, what can dislodge me? And that is why my heart is cheerful, my soul joyous, and even my body is at rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul beneath the ground, or let your Holy One know decay. You will show me the path to life, complete happiness in your presence, eternal joy beside you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My body will rest in you, my God, with hope. Reading. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May the God of peace make you completely holy. May He make your spirit, soul, and body into one whole blameless person, and keep it that way until our Master Prince Jesus joins us. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Because you have redeemed me, faithful Master, my God, I hand over my spirit. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I hand over my spirit into your care, Master. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in His peace while we sleep. The Nunc Dimittis. Now, my Lord and Master, you may dismiss your slave, as you promised, in peace. Because my eyes have seen the rescue you have prepared for us within the very sight of all the nations, a light to disclose the truth to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please, Master, protect us while we are awake, and keep watch over us as we sleep, so that during our waking life we will stay alert with our Prince, and rest in His peace while we sleep. Dear God, our Master, please send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. May the Omnipotent Master bestow on us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. We salute you, Mary, favorite of God. The Master is with you. You are the most remarkable woman in the world, for becoming the mother of such a remarkable child as Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for us sinners now, and also at the moment of our death. Amen.